Rare Savannah Voodoo Rite Discovery by Shannon Scott. There is a long history of ritualism in cemeteries, both for purposes good and evil. In the Lowcountry South, we find the Gullah and Geechee people most prolific in the practices of post-Africanism with what they call root. The shamans, if you will, known as root doctors. There is also a tradition of Odun-Odoo here, but how widespread it is or has been is debatable. Brazilian Macumba also. In fact, the rituals of 200 years ago may have been more distinguishable, whereas today, with all of those cultures, including Santeria, having mingled, rituals of today may actually be blends of more than one. Let's face it, chefs borrow recipes. Unlike New Orleans, a city that has these practices more in the open, if just for tourism's sake now, Savannah historically was much more puritanical, and to be known or associated with such things could and did literally mean your death, with Savannah having publicly executed some who were convicted of heresy and the like, even if some of it may have been misunderstood by the punishers. The root doctors and sangomas, in response, took nearly all of it underground as a culture, and it misses the eye of most visitors to Savannah and those that even live here. But make no mistake, if you were to turn Savannah inside out, you'd find something not unakin to New Orleans in terms of an active culture. Hence why we're sharing this photo below. It is a rare peek at a ritual appearing in a cemetery, that place between worlds, and someone conducting it probably for a benevolent cause versus an evil one. Everything about it, from the inscriptions, fateful unto death, mirror reflecting light, mother hens, food, eggs, life, to the shells, protection, peacock feathers, Oshun goddess, and fresh tufts of field cotton, absorption, purification, cleaning, bespeak a spell being done on behalf of love. We just hope it worked. Want to learn more? Well, tour thus, and you shall.